me to mention that he has today he has yahrzeit for his father-in-law, correct? So we're going to learn. We're going to learn Le'ilu Nishmas, Mr. Gladys' father-in-law. His name is Yechiel Aryeh ben Reb Moshe. Yechiel Aryeh ben Moshe. May his neshama have an aliyah. Okay, we are up to Simon Mem Gimel. We are up to Halacha Gimel. Mem Gimel Gimel. The laws of making brachos in the middle of a meal. After learning these halachas, I'm so confused. I was never so confused. Anything we learned in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, so many different opinions. Whatever you do, you're right. I told you yesterday, coffee. You make a bracha on coffee at the end of the meal? Not so simple. Some do, some don't. Shahakal, some do, some don't. I know. What are you eating it for? I'm very confused. I don't know what to say. What it appears to be is every single thing is a machlokes, and even what about? Well, let me ask you a simple question. What about eating fruit at the beginning of the meal? Let's say you serve your fruit. Not what's the difference between serving fruit and serving an appetizer? Okay, you come to a meal. What's the first thing they serve? You go to a wedding. I don't know. I don't go to that many weddings. You go to a wedding and they serve you a first course. What's the first course they serve? A fruit cup. A fruit. Is the fruit cup called? Is that an appetizer, or is that just, you know, tainug to get into the beginning of the meal? They serve you something to open up your mind. Not. It's not an appetizer. It appears that it's not an appetizer. A fruit cup is not an appetizer. A fruit cup requires a birchas bari prehoetz.
Oh, people come to the soup, the fruit soup. They're waiting for the food.
Okay, chiluk edeus and achanami. So he's saying another approach here in the Piskei Teshuvos. In the Piskei, I'll read to you in a few moments. He's very clear that a fruit cup that's served at the beginning of the meal is not called an appetizer and requires a bari prehoetz. That's what he says. Does not seem to be the custom. It seems the custom is people view everything that you eat until dessert to be part of the main meal, either as an appetizer or something which actually provides nourishment, and therefore you do not make any brachas until you get to dessert. And when you come to dessert, that's when you get into all the questions, what you make a bracha on.
If you, right away, is being a dessert, being the food cup, and then right away they bring the soup, and then they bring the meal. But today,
yeah,
it schleps. The meal is 2-3 hours.
So the food is nourishment.
You don't get your
food
serving until 30 minutes later.
Okay, we'll see. I'll read you what it says here. Let's first see where we're up to halacha gibel. Here's where we're up to really. If a person wants to, in the middle of a meal, fruit, biloy pas. And that's the way, that's the solution. The solution not to make a bracha is if you take some of the food together with bread, but if you want to eat food without pas, kevon she'ein haperos mikra hasuda, since the fruit is not part of the suda, l'chein afilu im hayu munachim al shulchan kodei brachas hamotzi, even if the fruit was on the table before you recited hamotzi, the fruit is already on the table. You come to sit down by a wedding, so the fruit is already on the table. Mikol makom ein niftarim bebirchas hamotzi. That's what it says. It says here that fruit is not included in the birchas hamotzi. V'tzarich levarich alehim baracha rishayna. Avo, of course, it goes without saying, bracha achroina einam tshichum, you don't make a birchas al ha'etz on fruit if you have grapes, ki niftarim bebirchas hamazon. Let's go further. Let me just read a few words and then we'll discuss it. The im ein reitz alechal aperos rakim pas. The solution is, if you eat the fruit together with a piece of bread, you take a little teeny slice of bread and you put it in your mouth together with eating your food cup, that solves the problem to some degree. Because then the fruit becomes tofel to the bread. Now let's say, yeah, that's only the first thing. I may be willing to take a little bit of bread with the first grape, but if I have in front of me 25 grapes, the other 24 grapes I'm not willing to eat together with bread. Do I have to continue eating all the other 24 grapes with bread in order not to make a bracha bari prehoetz? So he says, no, pretty much not. It's okay, you can do that. The only thing that you should be careful is the last grape. Grape number 25, you have to eat with bread. you should eat. I'm sorry, I didn't say correctly. I'm sorry. Let's go one thing instead. I jumped. Tzarich lizar lechol techila b'loy pas v'yivorech alayim. If you're not planning on eating all of the grapes with bread, then you should be careful that the first grape we should eat without bread, and that will require its own bari priho eitz. The achakach yochol lochlam gam pas. And now, if you want to take some of the other food and eat with bread, then you can eat it with bread as well. Aval im yoichal techila im hap pas v'achakach yochol b'loy pas ikos. If you want to start off eating fruit with bread and then you want to eat the fruit without bread, you have a problem. Do we consider that the fruit that you continue to eat to be tofel to the bread that you started to eat it with, or do we consider it to be an ikar and you require a birchas bari prio eitz even though you washed hamotzi lecha min haaretz? So what is the solution? So he's giving one of many solutions. V'yesh sheregilin le'echol ben machal le'machal ezer dover שממשיך תו הסוחילה כגון זייס מלוח או לימונים לימון מלוחים מלוחים או צנון רעש חדמה וזה נקרא מחמס הסודה כיוון שעל ידי כן הוא יויכל יויסר. And those cases, he stops here, he puts a period, I'm sorry, so he leaves off the question hanging. I'll read you what it says over here in the Pisket Shuvos in a moment, but he leaves off hanging, and he basically says that if you're going to start eating some fruit with bread, and then you're going to eat the remainder of the fruit without bread, you're putting yourself into a difficult situation which should not be done. The best thing, according to the Kitzur here, so if you're going to eat fruit at the beginning of the meal or in the middle of the meal, fruit is not considered to be something which provides nourishment. The meal, what provides nourishment is bread and meat and things of, that are similar. And therefore, according to the Kitzur, fruit requires a borei pri ha'etz. Period. Then he goes on to say, what about other appetizers? V'yeish shiragilim lechol bein machol l'machol eizah davar shemam shechtavas v'achila kegoyin zayis meluach, salted olives, or limonim, meluchim, other types of fruits or vegetables which are salted, tzno nerash chadome, zehu nikra machmas hasu'uda, an appetizer. That does not require a bracha. Kevan shal yidei kein hu yoichal yoisar. Ulechein therefore einu tzarch levaruch alav shapas peter. The bread will exempt it. So the basic yisod is fruit generally requires its own bracha. Let's read one more halacha dalet. Im koyvea. Ikur su'udosar al haperos, she'yoichleim im hapas. Let's say the fruit is the main course. Maybe some people will argue today that when you go shalashudas, the main thing is, okay, it could be whatever it is. So let's say if you go to a wedding, you're not planning very much. A person goes to a wedding, and they're not planning to staying very long, and they don't necessarily like the main course. They don't want to eat the main course. And for them, the main thing they're going to eat is the fruit dish. And they'll maybe eat another appetizer, which will come out later on. That's their meal. There are people that are like that. So they consider their main nourishment. What?
They're too religious
for the fruit plot. Okay, but they are all different types of people. Everyone has a different kavanah when they sit down to a meal. If you're going to take a fruit and then maybe take a drink and then maybe take another side dish, but you're not going to eat the main course, then enoch nami, the fruit becomes the ikar, and in that instance the fruit would not require bracha. Kevon shehem ikar hasuda niftarim bebirchas hamotzi afilu lo hoyu al shulchan, even if it was not on the table oz al shulchan. When you made the birchas hamotzi, rak tzach shetchilas achilas haperos tiyem apas v'achar kach gam ma sheyoichal b'loy pas ein tzach levarich aleim. However, he is machmer. The kitzur is very machmer that even in this instance where you want to make the food the big part of your meal, you should begin eating the beginning of the food. The first bite of food should also be accompanied by a little piece of bread, and then you can continue eating the remainder of the food without bread. Okay, let's do another halacha. We'll do some peiros hamavushalim l'tzarch hasuda. What about fruits that are cooked? That's a whole different story. Fruits that are cooked already are not called fruit. And kemosh regilim levashel lekinuach hasud, like they have for dessert.
Fruit soup at the beginning of the meal.
If they're cooked. If they're cooked, right.
It's called fruit soup.
If it's cooked, it's not called raw regular food, and there's much more grounds to be lenient not to make a bracha. Bain in basar, bain beloy basar, it's a side dish. Yesh lechel mehem betchilas of a seif, kitsas in a pas. So, lechatchila, he's saying, even in this instance, it's not so simple, but if you eat the first, the beginning and the end, the first bite with bread, and the end with bread, uve emsa, yochel lechel mehem gam beloy pas, ve ein tzrichim bracha. Okay, so this is what it says in the kitsa. Let me read you what it says over here in the Piskei Tshuvas. And this Kitz Shulchan Aruch that I'm reading from, you don't have this, but let me read you what it says here. This is going back on fruit, the beginning of Halacha Gimel. Kevan she'ein ha'peros me'ikar hasuda lo'kein afilu im hayu menachem al'shulchan chayim ha'chzim ha'zon mikol mokom einam niftanim b'rachas ha'motzi. According to the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, he says that you do have to make a separate bracha on fruit. Lo'chein, I'm reading you, ma she'nohuk lo'hovi betchilas hasudos hagedolos. I don't know what these words are. Cocktail peros, a cocktail. Cocktail, which means a fruit dish, a fruit cocktail. Oh, she'or mine peros chasuchim, cut fruit. Yesh levarech birch aleihem birchasam haruya. He's very clear. You have to make a bari priyo eitz. The einam niftanim bebirchas hapas. This comes from the Shevet Halevi. Okay, Rav Wozner. Rav Wozner says, no question, you must make. The best thing to do to now, you'll tell me, but maybe really your kavana, you want this as part of your meal. So the only solution he gives, the ideal thing to do is to make a bracha on the fruit before you wash. The yesh oimrim shemitza min hamuvchar. You don't see people do this. Levarich aleihem koidem hanatila, but don't need a full shear. Don't need a full shear. Oh, that's but don't need a kazayas. So the ideal thing to do, that's what he seems to be saying, is that you come to you go find your place, right? You get your card at a wedding. At home is the same thing. But let's say you go to a wedding, get a card, and you come to the wedding, you put them, this is my place, and there's a fruit dish, and you should make a bari priyo eitz, take a little slice of the fruit, and then go wash. And that way you're free from every suffix. You've made a bari priyo eitz, and you're not required to make a bracha achronim because you did not need a shear, and now you go wash, and you have no problem. That is the ideal solution.
So if there's a new minute you're introducing. When you go at the washing station, they have little pieces of bread and little pieces of fruit.
So you take the fruit before, first piece of fruit first, and then you wash, and then you take the little piece of bread. Okay, this is not the minhag olam. The minhag olam, what I've seen is people do not make a bracha on a fruit dish. They don't. That's what I've seen. I don't know why. Either they don't know the halacha. You can't say that. Hanach lehem liyishom inavim b'nevim. Or our standards have changed, and we view eating fruit not we eating fruit as part of the main part of the meal. And it's nourishing. Okay, we have to be ma'ayin into this more. Believe me, I'll try to do some more research. Okay, then let me read you what it says over here about soup. Okay, the next inyan in the Piskei Tshuvas im kaveh ikar sudase al peros lechein ma shemotzi bizmanenu marak peros. Fruit soup. Now fruit soup you cook it's cooking. Ooh, may it sun and something you make it cool, then you put in the refrigerator. Because it's part of the meal. It's nourishing. Fruit soup is part of the nourishment portion of the meal and does not require a bracha. He goes on here as a chumah, which no one's going to do. The kitzur says that even when you have cooked fruit, you're supposed to begin with bread and end with bread, and that takes away every suffix. So fruit soup as well, lechatchila, since it's really cooked fruit, lechatchila you should begin your first sip of the fruit soup with a little piece of bread, and the last sip should be with a piece of bread, and that way you have no suffix whatsoever. Okay, then he goes on to say about kevan shahim ikra suda, if you have a meal and the main part of your meal is the food, that's what you kvei a suda upon, and you wash. Ve'afilu oichel rak ma'at pas yachach oichel rak peiros kdei l'spoya v'im l'chein oichel lifton kdei l'spoya v'lo l'kinuch greida yochel mitchil v'im pas yachach yochel l'ochlam l'vad v'im tzach l'varach. Even when you're eating food as the main part of your meal, the first bite should be accompanied by a little piece of bread. Put the two in your mouth together, and that takes away all of the problems. What? peaches.
And cream of peaches and cottage cheese.
Ah, strawberries.
So if
you're supposed to have a little piece of bread.
The menu now,
Okay, that concludes this little section. Let's now move on. Are there any piskei sh'anim mitzionim b'halacha? Let me go take a look over here. Mem gimel. Okay, we're up to halacha. What are we up to over here? Most of the halachos also in Paris will pass.
51 years ago.
Okay, there's one show on the bottom. Let's take a look at what it says here on the bottom. And notice this. Peros Aleph. On the bottom of the page, page Resh Lamed Vav, Peros B'loi Pas, U'v'shalsa Shuvas Divrei Chaim. Sons. Kosav Da'adoshim Lentil, Sh'nayeg V'lechol B'suvah Simcha, Yid Arvis. Right? Adoshim Lentils, eat this by Husafik Bracha. In other words, if you eat in the middle of the meal, and Shalom Zachar, you're not washing. But let's say you're eating lentils in the middle of the meal, is that nourishing? Is that nourishment? Or is that Tainuk? Havisafik Bracha V'noag Atzmo Lachlan in Ma'at Pas B'tchil V'soif. So it was his custom, the Divrei Chaim, to eat it together with bread. Eat it together with bread, that certainly makes it into a tafel, you have no problem whatsoever. If it's not your custom, to eat Arvis, and you're only eating it now because now it's a Shabbos bris, right? And you're having the Suda, so they're serving Arvis, so you don't normally eat this. It's nothing which we would normally call nourishment, and you're eating a little meal, so it's considered to be Tainuk, it's like fruit, and it requires its own bracha. Bar Pri Adama. So what's the Divrei Chaim? How come why didn't the Divrei Chaim pass like this? The Divrei Chaim said they should do it with bread. So it's mashed, he wasn't so clear that you should make its own bracha. And therefore, to take away the tzavik, you should do it with bread. So the solution, the reason why it was not so clear to the Divrei Chaim was because he did. It was customary. He often ate adoshim at a regular meal. So by him it was indeed considered to be nourishing. It was nourishing, that's why he did not want to just to allow people to make a bracha by itself, because even if you don't have bread, it might be nourishing. So one thing only you see from this, very interesting, is you see that different people have different eating habits. And the halacha depends upon your individual eating habits. If for some people eating fruit is going to be the main part of the meal, so it's not muchachi, requires a bracha. As long as you start to eat the fruit with bread and you conclude with bread, you definitely do not even need to make a bracha in the middle. Other people, they never eat fruit. They don't consider it to be nourishing. And the only reason why they're eating it, it's symbolic, or they're a guest, or whatever reason, and in that instance, l'chora, it would require its own separate bracha.
Even vegetable,
no. Even correct, of course, and even shahakal, even
these 50 cooks who take celery sticks and carrot sticks and puts a hummus there.
All these funny things on you never saw before. In the chanami, you would seemingly, if it's not cooked and it's not nourishing, you need its own bracha. And the only solution to absolve yourself from any sfeikus would be, the best thing is to eat it with bread, or before you begin your meal, to make a bari priyo eitz and bari priyo adama. A pachas mikashir. That's what it seems to be saying. They bring you some complicated stuff. You go into this one of these exotic restaurants. So before you come in, you take some peanuts. Right? You have some peanuts to make a bari priyo adama. And you take some, I don't know, a grape in your pocket, a little bag. And you make a bari priyo eitz, a bari priyo adama. And also make a shahakal. Pachas mikashir. Really, that's what it comes down to. And then you don't have any sveikas about making brachas. If you do find yourself in a suffix, the ideal thing to do when you have these situations is to eat it with a little teeny piece of bread. And that way, to some degree, it takes away the problem. Yeah?
Seems to me that the standards,
yeah,
that the guidelines keep changing.
That's right.
Because sometimes it's
dynamic.
The individual style.
Exactly. Society. Sushi. Sushi is a new... When did sushi become popular? How many years ago did sushi become popular? 15 years ago? 20 years ago? Not more than 15 years ago. Became a new fad. So until then, who would eat raw fish? Raw fish was unheard of. Shulchan Aruch says you don't eat raw fish. Now you have a shayla. It's not even bishul akum. People want to argue. There's no bishul akum when it comes to fish because we eat fish raw. We eat sushi. So it's not so terrible to let a goy to prepare for you fish.
It didn't matter. It didn't affect.
But now the whole society does it. So it's different.
Now you're saying
society changes.
Where individual style matters. I mean, it's hard to.
Yeah, it's hard to. Yeah, that's why I tell you. Yeah.
Whoever has makes potatoes,
yeah,
food or whatever, should sprinkle like a breadcrumbs over it. So you automatically so you made the mighty anyway, so you have the breadcrumbs like
sour cream,
like seeds, like
sour
seed.
You know, some of the Israeli hachsherim are very good. They have on the package the bracha. Brachoso is shahagol, brachoso mezonos, hodama. Tremendous smile, because food technology is so complex. We don't really know. Like, let me ask you, licorice. What bracha? My whole life, I've been hearing this over and over. What bracha do you make on licorice? So we used to, now as a child, we used to make I love licorice. I'm a big fan of licorice. So we used to get a lot of licorice. What? Red and brown. Black, no way. No way. I will not look at black licorice. Red and brown. So we used to make a shahakal. Yeah. Then came along, whole new chumrah, no luchidish, this flour, and the flour is the ikka, you make a mezonos. So then for the number of years we made a mezonos. Now, I was instructed that the flour is not the primary, just a binder, even though, but any time you have flour, binders are different, it's in a different class, and mainly you're supposed to make a shahakal. So right now I'm holding by making a shahakal on licorice. That's what we're holding now. Keeps on changing. But it's very interesting. It's a complicated halacha. And it's very nice when the hechsher takes it upon itself to do the research and to tell you on the bracha, especially in candies. Candies are all very complex. Berchasa and shahakal. They are expanding the scope of their role. Of what they give a hechsher. They give a hechsher that it's kosher. They're also telling you what bracha to make on it. This was the old, the whole thing of the ambiance. Like, you go, remember we went to, years ago when we went, I went to the OU, the OU gave Ask OU. They took us to a restaurant. And the restaurant, it did not look at all Jewish. There wasn't even any remez in the store. All the workers and all of the customers were completely not Jewish. They looked not Jewish. And they were playing music that was completely not appropriate. And there were paintings that were not appropriate, that were all over this restaurant. And this was a restaurant that was Gidaz Hashkacha under the OU. So someone asked them, good, the food is kosher, but the environment is not kosher. So that is a very big question. What is the role of the hashgacha? Is the hashgacha only for the food, or does it expand to the environment and extending the music?
Right. Christmas party. That's what happened with the
yacht. It's not our jurisdiction. Our hechsher is only on the food. Okay, we acknowledge there are problems, but better if we're not going to the food. At least the food is kosher. Otherwise, if you're not going to take away the hechsher,
the whiskey. Everything is under our hashgacha
except for the whiskey. They're not in their jurisdiction. All right, different standards. Okay, let's go further. Let's finish this halachas. We're up to halacha vav maase ofer. Now we come to dessert. We come to baked products. Now, not only do we have baked products for dessert, we have baked products in the middle of the meal. We're about to make the baked products. Maase ofer kegoyin uga. Ugas, sugar. Sugar cake. All cake is sugar. Tort. What's tort?
Tort.
A little pie. Ugas, shikedim, almond cake. Zucker, kuchen.
Mandelbrot.
Almonds. Okay, whatever it is. All different types of mezonos. All types of mezonos. Now here is where I think Rav Moshe comes in. If you're eating mezonos, these are really good, powerful words of the kids. If you're eating mezonos, machmas re'avoin k'dei l'sboya mehem, einoit tzarech levarech aleihem, you do not need to make a bracha. Now, doesn't make a difference if it's in the middle of the meal or it's for dessert. If you serve cake for dessert, and you're still hungry, which many people are, okay, you eat a meal, and you eat meat, and you eat all different types of dishes, and then they bring out chocolate cake, and you're eating the chocolate, you have to test yourself. Why am I eating chocolate cake? Am I eating chocolate cake because I want to sweeten my mouth? Or because I'm hungry, and you're eating it because of Ra'avon, then Einoy Tzarech Levarich Alehen, you do not need to make a bracha. Many people do not make a bracha on dessert if the bracha would be Mizonah. So only make a bracha on dessert if the bracha would be a Shahakol, Ha'etz, or Ha'adama. If it's a Shahakol, you're also getting yourself into a very big dilemma if you made Kiddush. On Shabbos, if you made Kiddush and you made Bori Pri Hagofen, we mentioned this yesterday. So the Bori Pri Hagofen pot, there's a shahakal drink, other mashke. Some of the poskim, the Mishnah Berurah, appears to say that not only does the Bori Pri Hagofen exempt you from a shahakal on a mashke, it exempts you from a shahakal on an oichel, on a food. So if they were to serve you a dessert, ice cream, at the end of the meal, and you make a shahakal, or a sushi, or why sushi? Sushi. You make a shahakal. Okay, so then you, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you would not make, and you're eating it as a dessert. You're not eating it. You can testify in court. You can testify, I'm not eating it for nourishment. I'm just eating it derech nimus, enjoyment. I'm in a social setting. I want to close the deal.
Like the Viennese table,
and the way the people hop, and there's
not Ra'avain. It's Ra'avain.
It's got to be Ra'avain because they just want to.
It's gluttony.
Ra'avain. Okay, but if you are at a social setting, you're sitting at a Shabbos table. So these are the big dilemmas. There are no answers, and whatever you'll do, I guarantee you'll find the source that says that you're okay. If you're eating mizonos, if you come to your guest someone's home, and they're serving you cake, and you don't really want the cake, you had enough, you're full, and the only reason why you're eating a little slice of the mizonos, of the choco cake, was because you don't want to insult the balabaster. She cooked, she baked, I made this cake by recipe, you know how much effort, and what a chachma it is, so you want to taste it in order to be polite, but you're not eating it because you are hungry, you're just eating it as dessert, out of time, out of a social setting, then you are mechuyev to make a bari minei mizonos. That's the rule. So no, it's a compliment to the host if you make a bari minei mizonos, because it means you've served me a full meal. Right? You come to a person's meal, you give me meat, all these delicious dishes, I'm full. And now you're giving me dessert? So I'm not hungry. It's a compliment. It's a compliment. I'm full up. If you're not going to make a bracha mizonos on the dessert, you're insulting the host. It means you did not serve me enough food. I came to your home to eat a meal and you didn't fill me up. And that's why I can't make a bracha mizonos on the cake, because the cake is part of the birchas hamotzi. Mizonos is different. Mizonos is different than other types of food, because mizonos is really included in hamotzi lechem in haaretz if you're still hungry. So the kitzur says you should have kavana when you're going to eat and make the birchas hamotzi, that you also want the cake to serve as part of the meal. If you're going to be served cake for dessert, the cake should be part of the ra'avon, part of. Well, you don't know, so you hope and pray. If it's going to come, I want the cake to be part of the main course of the meal, and therefore you will not then make a bracha. That appears to be very, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that appears to be a common minhag, not to make a mizonos on cake. People don't even make brachas on other desserts, because the whole everything is part of it, but certainly on cake, that appears to be very common. You don't make a mizonos.
Dessert is more or less expected.
The cake. But they serve you fruit for dessert, then already that already is much more likely you will make a bori prehoitz on fruit. They serve you a shahako, lacharinat. Lachar you don't, because why? Only because you made a bori prehagofen. But if it's not Shabbos, so let's say, like our example, you had made kiddush in shul, and then you come home and you made a baal gofen. Or it doesn't matter. The bori pri hagofen was made in shul does not carry over to eating at home. So then you would be mechuyev to make a shahakal on the dessert if the dessert is latanug. It's not for ra'ava.
Okay. Why doesn't someone suggest that you don't wash and you should make a bracha on every item? No,
because you want to recite Birchas Hamazon. The Birchas Hamazon is the greatest bracha you could possibly make. So you have to make hamotzi to make berachas hamazon. And you can't make wash at the end because then the bracha shen tzricha. You have, if you eat a share of all the food, so you bracha shen tzricha. Yeah.
You eat all your
brachas
and then eat a piece of bread at the end.
And
no, but you can.
Because then it's a bracha acharona. It's a bracha shen tzricha. You only can make all the brachas if you eat pachas make a shear.
Then you eat two slices of pizza and make a.
Let's. Halacha zayin.
Along with the meat.
Okay, halacha zayin. Im liacha gemar hasuda koydim brachas hamazon shoyse coffee. Cafe. You go to Israel, you go to the Israel. How do they say coffee in Hebrew? Cafe. Cafe, they go on the plane, they say cafe. What about coffee? Coffee and tea. So it says coffee today, so here it depends. This is a real tough question. At the end of the meal, they serve coffee and tea. Do you make a bracha on coffee and tea? What's the halach? Well, if it's Shabbos and you made a bar priya gofen, nothing to talk about. Well, nothing to talk about, because that's certainly covered. But let's say you made kiddush and shul, and you're coming to someone's home to eat a meal, so there was no bor priyag often made, and now you come to coffee and tea. Well, let's say it's a weekday meal, you go to a restaurant with a friend, spouse, and then you they bring out coffee and tea at the end, you make a bracha. Tough question. Really big shaila. Why are, the first question is why? Why are you drinking coffee? If it's kedei la'akel hamazon she'ochal, I want to digest the food. I want to get the process going. Somehow in your mind, I don't know what a doctor will tell you, but in your mind you believe drinking the coffee is going to help in the digestion process. Tzorech levorech olav bracha rishayna. Why? Ki mashu bo la'akel einad nechshav mitzorech yasuda. Digestion is not part of nourishment. Nourishment is to fill up your stomach. You're doing something now to do a different function. To assist in the digestion process is a different function, and therefore you do not make a bracha.
Is it mostly for enjoyment, period?
Then you would make a shahakal. You certainly would make a shahakal if it's for enjoyment only. Again, but it's not Shabbos. There was no bori priya gofen. Keep that in mind. There was no bori priya gofen in advance to solve this problem. It's you made kiddush and shul or at a restaurant. Or if you at a restaurant, maybe you had some wine. You had some wine also.
Yes,
you'd be drinking water.
No, so whatever water or liquid you drink with your meal, you do not make a bracha. That we learned yesterday. Yes, the liquid that is drunk during the course of a meal is part of the meal.
Right.
That's part of nourishment. Does not require a bracha. There's no shahakal.
Like coffee, exactly.
It's like a dessert, or not a dessert. It's not for timing. It's for digestion. It's just like to get things to put. I don't know,
and
chemical reaction.
Wine, yeah. And not kiddush, is always.
Always in the pot, you make a bar priya gofen. If you go to a restaurant and they serve you shalosh shunis, you make a bar priya gofen. If they serve you wine in the middle of shalosh shunis, so you make a bar priya gofen. Absolutely. The birchas hamazon does not take, the birchas hamozi does not exempt you from bar priya gofen. If wine is brought out in the middle of shalosh shunis, you must make a bar priya gofen. And that bar priya gofen exempts you from making a shahakol on coffee tea at the end of the meal. But let's say you are at a meal, a restaurant, or Shabbos, where the kiddush was made in shul, and you do not have wine served in the middle of the meal, and a bor priya gofen was not made that you can use to back you up, and now coffee and tea is being served, according to the psak of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you do generally make a shahakol on the coffee and tea. However, let me read you what it says over here, on the bottom. Okay, but it gives you an etza. Wait, I'm sorry. So he said it's not so simple, obviously. So he seems to be saying not so simple. He's backtracking. He's saying, who says maybe when you're drinking the coffee, it's like drinking water. Just like you drink water or soft drink in the middle of the meal, so you also drink some coffee. It's part of the meal. It's not la'akel, hamozon, it's not tainuk. So he seems to have a sveikus. So what should you do? So you should definitely eat something that's definitely not nourishing. Take some sugar. Take a spoonful of sugar or a little sugar. Sugar is definitely not nourishing. It's going to put you to sleep. And you make a shahakal on the sugar, and that will then exempt you from the shahakal. That's what he suggests to do. Because shuknach, the Mishnah Brura seems, or not the Mishnah Brura, the Piskei Teshuva is a collection from many other pesukim. It says that v'zman hazeh, it appears you don't make a bracha. It's Let me read you. Omnam oisan mine. I don't know what I'm saying. What did I do over here? 14. I'm sorry. Tzach levarich v'zed dafka. He makes a lot of conditions. Okay, from the Shevet Levi. V'zed dafka kishesilkoi hashulchan shesoadu olaf. It makes a condition. He throws in a condition. It doesn't say in the kitzur. Only time there's a possibility that you should make a shahakol on coffee or tea is if the table is completely clean. Which many people do. I mean, you go to someone's home Friday night, Shabbos, they clean off the table. Okay, there's nothing left. And then they bring in the coffee and tea. So then we consider the coffee and tea to be considered something new, something fresh, something that's not part of the meal. It's la'akil hamozen, or it's for tainuk, and then you make a shakel. But if they're serving you your coffee and tea while you're eating your dessert, then part of the suda, you don't make a bracha. So probably, ruba de ruba, I don't know what goes on in everyone's home, ruba de ruba, they serve the coffee tea as part of the dessert. So whatever you're going to do for the dessert, the coffee and tea becomes tofel. And they're serving you cake for the dessert, you're not going to make a bracha. That's pretty much accepted as norm. So then the coffee and tea, basically what he's saying is, becomes like the soft drink or your bottled water that you had with the meat, with the main course, and you're not going to make a bracha. That's why you very rarely see people making a bracha. I haven't been around that much, but you don't think people see making a bracha on the coffee and tea alone. Because it's served not when they don't clean up everything, and then now we're going to have coffee and tea. They serve you the coffee and tea with your dessert, and it becomes tough. If at the end of the meal they're serving you coffee with the last course, you don't make a bracha.
If you go to Hasidic Chasanus, what they do after they serve the main meal, they push all the tables back, and then they do the dancing.
Okay.
And they leave one to two tables over.
Viennese table.
Where they put, I won't call it Viennese. They put down seltzer, soda, they
coffee.
Put down hot urn, if you want coffee, if you want tea, with the tea bags, you know, and the coffee with the...
So the people who were
dancing.
And
then they have...
Dancing. Yeah, this is
the
So
your question is, do you make a shahakal there? Is that considered to be an entirely separate thing? I don't know the answer.
I clean off the table.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Don't want to wait around.
You're right. It seems like it's an entirely different thing. It's not nourishing. It's not part of the meal. It's an entirely separate thing. I don't know for sure, but it would seem like you do make a bracha. In fact, yesterday we discussed even drinking bottled water. So he mentions here, let's say people go to a wedding, and then they have a whole meal, and they're not taking away the tables, and then there's the first dance. And some of the young boys, they really get all worked up, or anyone, they really dance up a storm, and they're very thirsty. After dancing for half an hour, they're very thirsty. They come, they drink up a gallon of water. They drink down a whole pitcher of water. Do you make a shahakal? So he says, yeah, you should. Because that's not part of the meal. That's because you're thirsty. That's separate to the meal. You danced, and you dance, you get all sweated up, and you're drinking. That is not considered to be part of the hamoitzi. You washed, you made hamoitzi, you ate bread. When you eat your main course, and you eat the different courses, you drink liquid, part of the eating. Why are you drinking now a half a pitcher of water? Because I've danced, I'm sweated up, and I'm thirsty. It's not part of the meal. He seems to paskin that you should make a shahakol. Can you imagine you making a shahakol in the middle of a wedding after you sat down to wash? That would be the proper thing to do. So your example is seemingly the same thing. The meal is completely over. They push away all the tables, and they just have on the side coffee and tea, just coffee and tea. And you're not going to have the coffee and tea together with the dessert. If you can go, you're having it with a dessert.
They put up cake and coffee.
Oh, so that already, that's what he's saying. See, that, then you're getting into this question. You're putting in the coffee and tea with the cake, so it's being served to accompany the dessert. So whatever bracha you're going to make on the dessert, you're not going to make a bracha on the dessert, the coffee and tea is going to serve as part of that eating. It's tuffle to that. That's what he says over here. But if it's completely separate, then he seems to be saying you do make a bracha. Let me read the words, what it says. V'zedafka kishasluku ha-shulchan sh'radzu olav v'nira kisuda acheres aval in the soif ha-sa'uda magishim kos coffee la-sayadim ein, if at the end of the meal they're not taking away everything ein tzarech levari cholav, you don't need to make a bracha. Omnam the masher nohog b'sudos nesuin chadoymeh shemesalkim ha-shulchanas uchleyachil legamri. Okay, your case. V'yachakach magishim coffee yishra mini megadim, they bring out dessert. Harei ze nichnas besek brachos. So he exactly discusses your case. They take away all the tables, and then they bring out a Viennese table, which has desserts and coffee. Harei ze nichnas besek brachos. The Tov, so you know what he says to do? Look what he says. I didn't notice this. I really vaguely remember this for sure. He says you should bench first. You should bench first, and then go to the Viennese table. And make new brachas, without washing. That's the ideal thing to do. V'tov sheyivorech birchas hamozen miyad v'gmar hu achila. V'achar kach yivorech shuv bracha rishoyna v'sheyoychal chatichas pas besamuch lebirchas hamozen. Or another solution, he says, is that right before, eat bread again. That go to the Avini's table, eat all you want, but then come back to your table and eat more bread. And that way you can consider everything that you've eaten at the Avini's table to be considered to be part of the meal. The kach eino kisiluk ha-shulchanos, and that undoes the siluk shulchanos.
You have to find bread.
It's fine bread. They clear the tables.
You bring your own bread.
They didn't learn this. They didn't learn. They didn't come to the koilo. These are extremely complex halachas. There's really no solution. All right, so we're finished. We're finished with these halachas.
They bring their own bottle.
What?
In between,
that's more than
72
minutes.
What happens then?
You're in trouble. Then you can't bench.
It happened at a wedding.
It can happen. Then you can't bench.
What are you doing, doctor?
You can't bench. You can't bench. You have to eat more. You don't have to make another birchas hamotzi though. After 70, if you make hamotzi and you're sitting by a meal and there's a speech that goes on for 2 hours, 72 minutes passes, you cannot bench, but you don't have to make another birchas hamotzi. Because since you're sitting by the meal, your first birchas hamotzi is not expired. So what you do is eat more bread, another kazayas of bread, and then you can bench. That's what you do. So bottom line is, everything is a machlekes. Everything is a machlekes. That's the bottom line. The only yisoid you really need to remember is there's something called nourishment and it's called tainug. If it's nourishment, there's no bracha. Tainug, there's a bracha. What's tainug? It's relative to the person himself, to society. And we have these basic rules. Generally, dessert that's cake, you don't make a bracha. Other desserts, you do make a bracha. Only b'hobrei parets and adam, you do make a bracha. Shahakol, you'll make a bracha unless you made a b'hobrei pri agafen, and it's somewhere along the line in the course of this meal. An appetizer, generally not, but fruit that's served in the beginning of the meal would seem the proper thing to do is to make a b'hobrei pri ha'etz. The best solution is to take a little teeny piece of fruit before the meal begins, make a b'hobrei pri ha'etz, but be careful to eat pachas mikashir. And that way you don't have a shail of a bracha acharona. That pretty much is it. I think that pretty much summarizes. Coffee and tea, if it's served with dessert, you don't make a bracha. If it's completely separate, you do make a bracha, unless you made a b'hobrei pri ha'gafen before it will exempt. Or you made a shahakol for something else that would exempt. All right, we will stop here.